This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Well, George Gallup, who heads up the Gallup Poll Organization, recently made an interesting observation about life. This is what he said. The focus of the 20th century has been on outer space, but the focus of the 21st century may well be on the inner space. Now, I think what he meant that in this 21st century, we'll take more time to look inside ourselves and consider some of the important issues of life. Yesterday, if you're with me, I spoke about the need for inner healing, and I want to just take this a bit further. Now, one of the things I've noticed is that everyone has hurts of some kind. Nobody sails through life untouched. I don't think anyone, not that I know of, leads a charmed life. All of us has experienced hurt, maybe very bad hurt, and some of us still suffer the scars. It may not be apparent on the surface, and we may not prefer to talk about it or think about it. And the worst hurts, whatever they are those that don't heal by themselves. Some hurts heal with the passing of time. Some hurts leave lasting pain. And left to themselves, these hurts never heal. And I'm talking about hurts like rejection, betrayal, injustice. Now, if left, these hurts can over time fester. So they do need healing because they won't heal by themselves. But I wonder if you've heard of something called healing grace. And there's some great news about grace to those who have wounds from the past or deep hurts that they're experiencing right now. And I like the words from the Bible in Psalm 147, verse 3. It's a tremendous verse. It's worth writing down or remembering. Psalm 147, 3. He heals the brokenhearted, binding up their wounds. You see, God's on a mission to bring comfort to the brokenhearted because that's what God does. That's what he's like. He heals the hidden wounds of our lives. Now, what about all the different areas of your life that need healing? And I can think of four. There could be guilt or discouragement, anxiety, or even weariness. So if you suffer from any of these, God can actually bring healing to you. What about forgiveness? The Proverbs 28, verse 1 in the Old Testament says, "The wicked run away when no one's chasing them." And that's what it's like when you're feeling guilty. You feel like you're being chased. You know, something's chasing you. You know, at some point we need to raise our hands and say, "I did something wrong." We all have sinned. We've broken God's laws. So we've sinned through the things we've done, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, or the attitudes we've had. And who among us have not had a wrong attitude at times? Our nature, we were born in sin. Paul says in Ephesians, we were born with an evil nature. We were under God's anger, just like everybody else. It was the psalmist who said, "My guilt overwhelms me. It's a burden too heavy to bear." I think guilt is like a warning light that, you know, you're driving along and there's a warning light flashing on your car dashboard, but you put it off. Well, the smart thing, of course, is to deal with the problem, get your car fixed. And the Bible says that God, he forgives all my sins. That's in Psalm 103, verse 3. So there are no exclusions. There's nothing that is not covered. There's no small print here. God promises to heal the guilt of our sins, no matter when they were committed or how bad they are. Well, David, there's hard to imagine anyone having more problems than David, the man who wrote Psalm 103 now, and Psalm 23. You name it, he experienced it. He was the least in this family. King Saul tried to kill him. He had to run for his life. One of his sons raped his half-sister and was later murdered, and his other son plotted against him to take away his throne. So David, King David, his life was in turmoil, but he was brutally honest with God. And, you know, he told God that he was fed up, that he was experiencing so much trouble. And you can read that in lots of the Psalms, including Psalm 103, where he said, "He heals my diseases and he ransoms me from death." So you might be extremely discouraged today, but can I just say that God can handle your discouragement? Lord, we're all struggling in different areas. No matter what our struggle is, you can meet our need. Lord, when we struggle with discouragement, thank you for the provision of your help. And I offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.